Welcome to Design for Outcome podcast, where we talk about UX design and research strategies to have more impact on your business. My name is Frauke. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to my podcast. My name is Frauke, and in my podcast, I want to share thoughts and tips about co-designing in the product design process. So what do I mean by co-designing? I use the term co-design for any opportunities that you have to work together with other team members or other people. It could be people outside of your organization, within your organization, and it could be in form of workshops, but also in form of meetings or interviews. Like anything where you can interact and engage other people to support the overall design process. Why do I think that co-designing is relevant? Maybe I should start with a brief introduction of myself first. Who am I? So I am a UX designer and user researcher, and I started to work in this industry in 2004. So I'm in this industry for quite a while. I have worked in my career in-house, both at large corporations. I have also worked for design agencies, which meant I dealt with a lot of varieties of different companies and industries, smaller and bigger ones. And for the last 10 years, I work as an independent consultant. So I've seen many, many different variations of team setups, of collaborations, of processes, of structures. And especially as an external designer, I see the importance of the design process not being owned by a single person. So if I come in as an external consultant, I find it very important to share as much knowledge as I can to have other team members holding that knowledge as well, understanding the knowledge. Design is not something that just starts and ends. Product design is really something that constantly evolves. We're all evolving, technology around us is evolving, behavior of our users are evolving, expectations are evolving. So design is really never completely done. And that is one big driver of me starting the podcast and sharing more of my thoughts. But so why co-designing? There are, over the last couple of years, various reasons and factors that actually drove me to focus more and more on collaboration and co-designing. One aspect is I keep seeing and hearing about new titles, new roles, different ways of how we describe what we're responsible for and what title we should choose. When I started, UX design was actually not a thing. It didn't really exist as a proper term, as a shared term. So I started as a usability consultant. I moved over to an interaction designer. I did a lot in the area of information architecture. And user research was there from the beginning on, but then UX design came in. And in our days, we have so many different roles with overlapping responsibilities and capabilities, like product manager and product designer. There is a constant shift between UX, UI designer. There is service design. There is growth experience design. There are so many variations out there, and I find it's not only confusing for ourselves, but it's also confusing for everybody around us and who is trying to work with us, because how the heck are they supposed to understand who is responsible for what? With this shift in titles and roles, I also see a growing mindset or behavior of kind of like having a gated attitude. It's almost like we're trying to make sure that we're not getting replaced by anybody else, that we still have a secure job, that we're still valued, that our role is still important. And therefore, I see more and more a behavior that focuses on the personal expertise and focuses on all the differences between other roles and skills, and less the mindset of working together. Like, there's so many articles out there that discuss the differences between product management and UX design, or product designer and UX design, and where's the overlap and where's the difference. And while this is valid and relevant for us to also find out what title or role we should use, I find one key element is really, if we think about the big picture, is really to think about what are we in for and what are we trying to do. And we all have a shared goal, which is create awesome products that are user-friendly. And if that's the goal, then it doesn't really matter what your title actually is. You have to find a place in the project team, in the work that you're producing, but it really doesn't matter what your role is. And product design, or design in general, is not a solo job. Yes, there might be those geniuses out there and they come up with like awesome creative ideas, but if you want to create something, if you're building a product, it's usually not a singles person job. And I do strongly believe that if we work together, the outcome will always be better, because you have different mindset, different perspectives that are coming together and that are creating something that is bigger than what a single mind could ever imagine. So this is one big aspect of why I find co-designing is so relevant. The other aspect too is find product design from a UX design perspective. We were focused for the longest time on the user and the user needs. And that's still valid. I'm not saying that we shouldn't do that, but we also need to learn that a product design is always part of a business setup. There's a business behind it, there's an organization behind it that is selling the product. And we have to find that balance. Find, as a UX designer or as a product designer, that's your role. Your role is to find the in-between. Your role is to capture user needs, user pain points, user expectations, user behavior, but then also translate that into the business needs and the business values. This is our big benefit that we're bringing to the picture, is being almost the mediator and the translator in between two worlds. And again, to get there, I find co-designing, collaborating with other team members, other people in your organization, is so key. So this first session here should really just give you an introduction of what this podcast is about and what you can expect. So what can you expect?